Anuradha Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals rely on an internal frame of reference, guided by intuition, emotional truth, and personal values. Others look to an external frame of reference, seeking direction from authority, feedback, or societal standards. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, self-restraint, inner control, and associated with Mitra, loyalty, harmony, strongly leans toward an internal frame of reference. These natives process deeply, often turning inward before acting. They prefer to assess situations through their emotional and ethical lens rather than being swayed by external noise. However, their sensitivity to social dynamics and deep desire for loyal, stable connections can sometimes make them temporarily responsive to external validation, especially when trust or belonging is on the line. Planetary placements in the 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence how consistently they rely on themselves versus the world around them. If Saturn is in the 1st, 4th, or 10th house, the frame of reference is deeply internal, built on structure, emotional control, and reflection. These individuals rely on self-discipline and inner standards, often suppressing their needs until they feel it's appropriate to express. In Anuradha, Saturn reinforces quiet strength. They may not always show what they're thinking, but decisions are rooted in self-assessment. If Saturn is in the 10th, they carry this restraint into public life, respected for being composed and self-governed, even under pressure. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the frame of reference may lean more external and relational. These natives are emotionally attuned to others and may base choices on how safe, seen, or connected they feel. In Anuradha, the Moon brings sensitivity. They may doubt themselves when emotionally unsettled, deferring to others to maintain peace. If Moon is in the 10th, this external referencing becomes public. They often act to maintain harmony or approval in professional or social spaces. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the frame of reference becomes externally flexible and socially aware. These individuals process through feedback, logic, and mental observation. In Anuradha, Mercury softens Saturn's rigidity. They listen, learn, and adapt, especially in dialogue or debate. If in the 10th, they are skilled communicators who respond well to audience needs, but must still ensure they're not losing their deeper voice in the process. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the internal frame becomes value-based and principled. These individuals act according to inner belief systems, ethics, or spiritual understanding. In Anuradha, Jupiter enhances moral clarity. They trust their conscience and often follow a quiet, sacred sense of purpose. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this becomes visible. They lead from internal authority, often seen as wise, stable, and guided by truth rather than popularity. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the frame of reference often begins external, driven by image, ambition, or approval. These individuals may temporarily rely on others' validation, status, or achievement metrics to feel anchored. In Anuradha, Rahu adds pressure. They may mask vulnerability by seeking external power or respect. If Rahu is in the 10th, they are ambitious, but must learn to separate true self-worth from public image or performance. Anuradha's deeper truth comes from its inner emotional compass. These natives are self-reflective, principled, and often quietly wise. But they evolve by trusting that their internal process is strong enough to guide them through outer uncertainty. Their gift lies in discerning when to listen and when to lead, when to accommodate and when to stand firm. When aligned, Anuradha becomes the steady heart in the storm, loyal to truth, guided from within, and unshaken by the noise of the world. Anuradha Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals are naturally proactive. They initiate, plan, and move forward with clear intent. Others are more reactive, responding to emotional shifts, external pressure, or relational cues before deciding how to act. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, discipline, restraint, and associated with Mitra, loyalty, cooperation, leans toward a reactive action style. These natives often wait, observe, and assess before making a move. Their decisions are guided by emotional undercurrents, loyalty dynamics, and karmic timing rather than pure initiative. However, when aligned with a purpose, Anuradha can become quietly proactive, especially when acting in service of someone or something they deeply care about. Their action preference is shaped by planetary placements in the first, third, sixth, and tenth houses, where willpower, responsibility, and public presence emerge. If Saturn is in the first, sixth, or tenth house, the action style is reactive with structure. These individuals move cautiously, usually after thorough emotional or situational evaluation. In Anuruddha, Saturn gives patience and emotional regulation. They rarely act impulsively. If Saturn is in the 10th, they lead through steady consistency, responding to challenges with maturity and careful calculation, even if it means taking the longer path to success. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native becomes more proactive, especially in matters of protection, loyalty, or inner justice. These individuals take initiative when boundaries are crossed or when something they value is threatened. In Anuruddha, Mars adds focus drive. They may not act quickly in all situations, but when they do, it's with power and precision. If Mars is in the 10th, they're respected for decisive action, often emerging as strong yet humble leaders. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, action is emotionally reactive. These individuals are sensitive to inner tides and often delay decisions until they feel emotionally centered. In Anuruddha, Moon creates a quiet rhythm. They may appear calm, but strong emotional waves shape their timing. If Moon is in the 10th, this reactivity shows in public. They're responsive to tone, reputation, and emotional energy in leadership roles, often adapting to maintain balance. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, action is responsive and strategic, blending reactive observation with calculated initiative. These individuals move when the conditions are mentally clear. In Anuruddha, Mercury gives sharp emotional perception. They act when the conversation or timing aligns. If Mercury is in the 10th, this mental flexibility becomes a professional tool. They are known for responding with intelligence, especially in relational or communication-heavy roles. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, action may swing toward hyper-proactive, but emotionally driven. These individuals feel compelled to rise, prove, or transform. In Anuruddha, Rahu stirs ambition. They push forward with intensity, but often from a place of hidden insecurity or unprocessed emotional drive. If Rahu is in the 10th, they act boldly in public, sometimes too fast, learning with time to ground action in integrity rather than impulse. Anuruddha's power lies in its depth before motion. These natives don't move quickly, but they move with meaning. Their reactive nature isn't passivity, it's emotional intelligence in action. Their growth lies in learning when stillness is strength and when silence becomes avoidance. When balanced, Anuruddha becomes the quiet force, loyal, intentional, and unshakably effective, proving that thoughtful action when rooted in love or purpose is often the most powerful kind. Anuruddha Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals thrive with options, valuing flexibility, experimentation, and the ability to adapt as needed. Others work best with procedures, clear structure, consistency, and a step-by-step path toward mastery. Anuruddha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, structure, order, and associated with Mitra, discipline, devotion, harmony, naturally leans toward a procedural operational style. These natives are cautious, deliberate, and emotionally contained. They often prefer routines and systems that offer predictability, especially in environments where emotional or relational intensity is high. However, when emotionally destabilized or placed under relational pressure, they may temporarily seek options as a way to create space or regain control. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal whether Anuruddha leans more into structure or explores alternative paths. If Saturn is in the 1st, 6th, or 10th house, the preference is strongly procedural. These individuals need clear frameworks, defined expectations, and measurable outcomes. In Anuruddha, Saturn reinforces the need for emotional containment through structured behavior. They feel safest when they know the plan. If Saturn is in the 10th, this becomes a public strength. They may be seen as reliable, consistent professionals who quietly excel through discipline and long-term commitment. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native may prefer procedures with mental flexibility. These individuals are thinkers and problem solvers, often blending logic with emotional sensitivity. In Anuruddha, Mercury enhances quiet precision. They follow rules, but also refine them. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes strategic. They are trusted advisors or planners who respect structure but excel in improving or optimizing it. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the operational style becomes emotionally driven procedure. These individuals need consistency not just in action, but in atmosphere. They're most effective when their internal emotional world aligns with their outer systems. In Anuradha, Moon adds intuitive pacing. They honor structure, but it must feel safe. If Moon is in the 10th, they bring emotional intelligence to procedures, maintaining calm, clear workflows in social or leadership settings. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, procedures are preferred, especially in action or protection-based tasks. These individuals use structure to sharpen their effectiveness. In Anuradha, Mars creates emotional discipline. They move with silent force, and procedures help channel that intensity. If Mars is in the 10th, they're seen as powerful but contained. They operate best when they can execute without distraction or chaos. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the native may begin with options, especially in the pursuit of identity, status, or growth. These individuals test paths, seek innovation, and sometimes reject rules early in life. In Anuradha, Rahu disrupts Saturn's structure. They may rebel against routine until they find a system that supports their unique path. If Rahu is in the 10th, they often pursue unconventional careers, but still need to develop procedural mastery to sustain success. Anuradha's operational strength lies in its discipline and emotional containment. These natives don't need chaos, they need clarity. Their growth comes from recognizing that flexibility can coexist with structure, and that order can serve emotional safety, not just control. When balanced, Anuradha becomes a quiet architect of reliability, building systems, relationships, and results that stand the test of time, all while holding space. Anuradha Nakshatra, views, general or specific. Some individuals naturally see life through a general view, focusing on broad patterns, universal truths, or symbolic meaning. Others prefer a specific view, attuned to fine details, emotional nuance, and exact observations. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, depth, structure, and associated with Mitra, loyalty, devotion, emotional intelligence, leans toward a specific view. These natives are observant, emotionally precise, and tuned into the subtle shifts that others miss. They are excellent at identifying what lies beneath the surface, whether in relationships, behavior, or systems. However, once emotional security is established or spiritual insight deepens, Anuradha can expand into a general perspective, especially when integrating themes of devotion, karma, or soul evolution. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses reveal whether they stay in fine-tuned focus or widen into a broader frame of understanding. If Saturn is in the 1st, 3rd, or 10th house, the view is strongly specific. These individuals look for structure, accuracy, and concrete reality. In Anuradha, Saturn makes their perception emotionally cautious. They prefer to examine slowly, draw conclusions carefully, and respond only when grounded in clarity. If Saturn is in the 10th, their public or professional reputation often reflects this. They are seen as thoughtful, precise, and emotionally composed in their perspective. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the mind is alert and detail-oriented. These natives naturally analyze, compare, and mentally organize what they perceive. In Anuradha, Mercury enhances critical thinking. They may quietly notice contradictions, word choice, or tone before others do. If Mercury is in the 10th, they're known for their intellect and discretion, able to communicate sharp insights with refinement and subtlety. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the view is specific and emotionally anchored. These individuals interpret life through the lens of feeling, remembering tone, emotional atmosphere, and intuitive impressions. In Anuradha, Moon adds depth to perception. They notice micro-emotions, energy shifts, and quiet patterns in human behavior. If Moon is in the 10th, they bring this emotional perception into leadership. They guide based on empathy, though their sensitivity is often masked by calm professionalism. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the view begins to widen toward the general. These individuals are capable of stepping back to see moral themes, spiritual paths, or the karmic implications of events. In Anuradha, Jupiter elevates perception. They still feel deeply, but now connect those feelings to broader truths. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they are often teachers or guides, sharing philosophical or ethical insights through structured, emotionally grounded leadership. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the perception becomes symbolic, abstract, or intuitive, seeing deeper layers of meaning that may not be fully verbalized. In Anuradha, Ketu can disconnect from surface-level detail and instead process through subtle cues or karmic memory. If Ketu is in the 10th, their insights often come across as spiritual or profound. They may lead or work in roles that require energetic or intuitive intelligence more than intellectual precision. Anuradha's natural perspective is like a lens that zooms in emotionally, quietly observing, sensing, and refining their understanding of what's happening beneath the surface. Their growth lies in learning when to zoom out, when to allow emotional or spiritual context to provide clarity beyond immediate details. When balanced, Anuradha becomes a master of emotional discernment, able to perceive both the smallest shift in tone and the larger soul pattern behind it. Their gift is precision with depth and devotion to truth, whether personal or universal. Anuradha Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals work best together, sharing energy, collaboration, and consistent interpersonal exchange. Others prefer proximity, working independently but near others, with space for connection when needed. And some thrive solo, in full emotional and energetic control of their space, pace, and process. Anuradha Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, discipline, inner containment, and associated with Maitra, loyalty, emotional depth, devotion, strongly favors solo or proximity work preferences. These natives need emotional safety and space to self-regulate. While loyal to teams and deeply relational in nature, they often prefer to work alone or near others without being entangled in constant interaction. Their work preference depends heavily on planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, where emotional rhythm, discipline, and external responsibilities take shape. If Saturn is in the 1st, 6th, or 10th house, the preference is clearly solo. These individuals are private, focused, and responsible. In Anuradha, Saturn deepens emotional restraint. They perform best when they can maintain composure and control without needing to emotionally navigate others in real time. If Saturn is in the 10th, they may rise through steady, quiet dedication, seen as reliable, often working behind the scenes, in structured, results-oriented roles. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the preference leans toward proximity, depending on the emotional tone of the environment. These individuals need relational warmth, even if they don't want constant engagement. In Anuradha, the Moon softens Saturn's reserve. They'll work well near others who feel emotionally safe and harmonious. If Moon is in the 10th, they are careful about emotional presence in public, drawing strength from select relationships while managing visibility with care. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the preference becomes proximity with autonomy. These individuals enjoy mental stimulation and occasional collaboration, but want full control over execution. In Anuradha, Mercury supports intelligent boundaries. They may work best when they can contribute ideas without emotional obligation. If Mercury is in the 10th, they often take roles where communication is key, but solo contribution is valued: editing, analysis, research, or strategic advising. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, work becomes solo-driven through action. These natives are fiercely protective of their workflow and may feel frustrated by disorganized or emotionally charged group settings. In Anuradha, Mars gives quiet fire. They work best when left alone to conquer a task. If Mars is in the 10th, they may rise in leadership through focused independence, delivering strong results without needing hand-holding or constant input. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the native may appear socially active but internally prefers solo or proximity. These individuals often seek recognition or influence, but don't always want emotional closeness. In Anuradha, Rahu adds drive. They may engage with others when it benefits their vision, but ultimately want full autonomy. If Rahu is in the 10th, they are often public-facing, but internally self-contained, working independently to craft a powerful image or legacy. Anuradha's ideal work environment is quietly powerful, structured, emotionally grounded, and energetically protected. These natives are capable of deep commitment and sustained focus, but only when they have space to breathe, feel, and recover. Their growth lies in learning to honor their emotional limits while maintaining devotion to purpose. When aligned, Anura becomes a quiet force of excellence, loyal to their craft, steady in execution, and deeply capable of success when given the room to unfold at their own pace.